Annabelle Dowler.
Today, there's an air crash in the skies over Coventry, and the air ambulance join a frantic search for survivors.
Okay, I've got patient right below us. Turn now.
Yeah, visual, standby.
And in A&E, Dr. Nikki Williams diagnoses the damage to footballer Richard's wrist.
When you've been in a job a long time, like I have, you just get to know when you look at something and you think, that looks like a fracture.
This is the real A&E. Real people, real problems, and real rescues. It's early morning at the air ambulance base at Coventry Airport. Pilot Dan Martin is checking the helicopter.
I joined the Air Force when I was 21 after university and spent 12 and a half years in the Air Force in places like Iraq and Afghanistan.
Carrie and I let ourselves in nervously. Sister Anna was lying next to the wagon wheel, not moving. I rushed over and touched her arm. "It's Eva," I said.
"No puedo levantarme," she said.
She couldn't get up. She'd been watering the geraniums on the steps and she'd slipped. We called an ambulance. Sister Anna lay flat on her back, looking at the sky.
"God pours his love into visible forms," she said,
with that heavenly look she sometimes got.
"El sol, el cielo, la luna, las estrellas. Sun, sky, moon, stars. Some people call it the Big Bang, but I call it Christ."
How we loved her already. It turned out that she'd broken her left leg. Other than that, it was cuts and bruises. If we were willing to stay with her, they'd let her home in a hospital wheelchair. Carrie and I moved in. "Let's take some photos of the whole place," said Carrie, "like a before and after." The walls at the back were bulging outwards, and the flat roof terrace needed mending. There were plants snaking their way through the gaps in the red tiles, and all the washing lines had collapsed. "We're going to clear everything up," Carrie said to Sister Anna. "Get rid of the rubbish. Make you a lovely bedroom."
"I don't want you to," she said.
"There are mice on every floor."
"I like mice."
"We think it would be better without mice."
"It hurts me that the cats kill the mice," she said. "Pero así son los gatos."
That's just cats being cats.